Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, man. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. And of course, we are together throughout up to the hour 7. We trust everything is fine with you. And then, hey, I want us to start it this way, man. Let's start it this way. First and foremost.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Beautiful one indeed, I should say. We trust you are well. Everything is fine with you. And of course, together we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray, and thank you so much for joining us. And on the line, I'm talking to Sipho Paulos Ghatebe. Sipho! Sawana putwam, Ray, Sipho.
Asibona mrutu anga.
Asibingelele ke insizwa yasebuchunwini ke le. Insizwa yebuchuno. Sawubona putu wami.
Bongile kakhulu, hey lishubisa umkanje impela, hayi kunzima.
Ya kunzima. So use Witbank vele, use Witbank.
Sengise emalahleni.
Hey madodhe,
ema yaphana endawo. Banda nje, banda kanzima la.
Le ndawo le abayibizela ukuthi kusemakhazeni ngemistake. Uyayibona mawusuka enkangala vele wehla inkangala district vele mawehla ihighway leyana vele N4 mawuye Witbank kunala yehlela khona ubheke ne temperature emotweni uzoyibona nayo isuke ku 15 iye ku 7 izikutshela imoto ukuthi light air conditioner yini ngawe wena la hawu
we just have to dress warm
I agree hey my brothers, izolo bekuyi birthday yakababa uMkhonto. Ubaba uMkhonto izolo bekane birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Ubaba uMkhonto manje. Hey madoda, angazi ukuthi baye bamdlalela ingoma ezimnandi laphana. Eish, yazi manje ngoba kuye kwaba nentasinga nama bengizomdlalela eyaka Uletambule, Marua Pula is the sound of happiness. Benzo mdlalela leona, ya bona. Ayikho la. Hayi. Ya bona. Kodwa ngiphethe uhle Ntombela, and this is to say happy birthday to Ubaba uMkhonto. Happy birthday, my brother. And I know it was yesterday. And somewhat yesterday, mina bengino babu makam sikwenye indawo le, hey, matete. Bengino babu makam, mina, bengino mgano am, Jeremias Simone Makamo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bengina ela payana. Aye, tatana makam. Aye. Asithembeke ukuthi umkhulu kwasekuseni usebenzile ndoda yakithi kungifonela ungitshele. Makam, ngoba sikhuleka lapho ekuseni. So masithi happy birthday kuwo wonke umuntu ke namhlanje ngoba abantu bazathi siyabandlulula.
Yeah,
ay wena man. So kunengoma emnandi ke sidlalela bona ke naye ubaba uMkhonto sithi happy birthday buti and may you see many more and may you continue to grow and shine the example of being a man of integrity. That is what I wanted to say. A man of integrity. We really appreciate that. Here's a song by Ungu Hle Ntombela. And these are some of the artists that have not yet compromised. Hle Ntombela sings a song that says, Nguwe, it is you. Let's listen to it a bit.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Bayete, bayete, bayete. So we are just thanking the Father for Ubaba uMkhonto. Thank you so much. And of course, tonight we are touching on our protection as believers as to what this is even all about. And I trust that as we do so, you will be blessed so much in a mighty way. What is our protection? I want to know from you also. You can testify with regards to that. What is our protection as believers today? Ukuvikeleka kwethu ukuvikeleka okunjani? Yabona ekhathini eyiningi kuvele ukukhulunywe ngokuvikela. And asibambi kakhulukazi le ekaNkulunkulu ophilayo. Kodwa uma sibheka indaba yokuvikeleka kwethu, it's very important. And I trust that as we do so, you will be blessed so much. And of course, also, how protected are we as believers? We are touching on that, and I trust you will be blessed so much in a mighty way.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live, and of course we are together throughout up to 7, and of course Jabulani Dominic is on the line and Sipho Polos is on the line. Now check this one out. Our protection means that the Father Yahuwah is our protector, and he is the protector of his people. And then we see that he is our protector. Genesis chapter 14, verses 20 says, "And blessed be Yahuwah Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand, and gave him a tithe of all." Remember me. Remember Abraham talking to Melchizedek. We see also the aspect of the protection. It is that the Father always delivers us from the hands of our enemies and renders our enemies into our hands. Now, this is how this protection is like. This is how it is like. And I can tell you, He renders us powerful, covered, delivered from our enemies, and at the same time gives our enemies into our hands. Jabu, what comes to mind when you talk about this?
Yes, indeed. You know, let me greet also the wonderful listeners in the name of Jesus Christ. So what a great topic about God's protection upon us as his children. So this is the guaranteed promise that God has made for us as his children. So we are to always know that, as he said in his word, that I will never leave nor forsake you. So already that's a protection on its own, that you will never find yourself in a position where you are alone. So it means even when your family, your friends, your loved ones forsake you, but God will always be with you. And that is protection. So it means there is nothing that will touch you. There is nothing that will harm you, because God is by your side. That is what should encourage us, you know, and always keep us focused into serving God and also preaching his gospel, because we know that he never leaves, you know, forsake us. He's always by our side. So also, just to add on what you said about Abraham, you know, so as I've said also, that it's a guaranteed promise. It's something that can never be taken away from us, you know. So also in Psalms 121, verse 7 to 8, that of course says, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is a guaranteed promise that, you know, God is going to keep us from all harm. So there is nothing that is harmful that will befall us. And also he says, you know, he will watch over us, you know, when we come in and also even when we go out, you know, forever. So it means as we live here on earth, God will always be watching over us and will always, you know, making sure that there is nothing that is harmful that befall us as his children.
You know, what you're saying is so powerful, man. And our protection also, I'm looking at Exodus, ne? Chapter 14, verse 14. It says, and Yahuwah shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Which means you shall be quiet. You shall find his quietness. His protection upon us is that of giving us a rest, a peacefulness, a quietness. Yet he fights for us. Angazi mabo ukakhwela imoto comfortable uzokuthi ayiyagijima. Kodwa yazi usesofeni uhlezi kamnandi. Kodwa yona iyagijima ndoda. Kodwa usesofeni wena. That is how this protection is like, that he may be fighting a fierce war for you on your behalf, and you won't even feel a wimp of it, because he will contain you within his peace. He will contain you within his love. Uthini ngaloko? Jabu!
Indeed, you know, where God is going to really also even assure us, you know, I love what the example that you are making according to Exodus 14:14 there, that he will fight for you. You need only to be still. So there is also a scripture that says, the battle is the Lord's. So it means, zonke izinto esibhekana nazo, akusize zethu, noma ngabe kuthiwa kuliwa nathi, but we need to understand ukuthi akuzona ezethu. Thina sibhekene nazo because singabaka Jehova. So uNkulunkulu osilwelayo. And at all times, if we have that mentality as children of God, we will never be defeated. We will never even, you know, like, you know, there is nothing that we will be able to really experience which is harmful upon us, because we know that God, you know, our Father, always fights for us. So all enmity that is set before us, it will be, you know, dealt by God himself. For us, it's just to be still and know that he's God, and to serve him and to love him and to obey him. And all the battles that are set for us, he will fight for them. He will fight for us, and then he will give us victory.
Now, you know, I have seen also some other aspects where people have gone to actually take the Father, you know, from the perspective of Yoktuga, Jabu.
Yes.
And then here he says, the battles may be rough and tough, but you will hold your peace. In other words, he will fight for you. When he fights for you, and when we speak of a divine protection, it's when he fights for you and also gives you the confidence of not to fear. Because when you hold your peace, you also are not afraid.
Amen.
And sometimes he is known as Yahuwah, a man of war. Yahuwah is his name. The Most High is a man of war. Yahuwah is his name. Exodus 15, verses 3. So here we are defended by him who knows the ins and outs of war. Akakakeli. Uyazi ukuthi kwenzani, uyazi ukuthi kugejwa kanjani. Akakakeli. Akazifihli, akahlehleli emumva. He fights for us throughout. Uthini Jabu?
Amen. You know, I'm reading on this Bible that I'm reading here, Exodus 15:3. It says, the Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. But I love the translation that you have read, you know, which is giving us the name of God, Yahuwah, you know, is his name. So indeed, the God who fights for us, the God who is victorious in battle, the God who will never just be quiet when our enemies rise up against us. Who will always, you know, that word says he is a warrior. So it means he is always ready to fight because warriors are for battles. So it means we are not to be scared or to fear anything. Sometimes the devil will try to pose all sorts of threats against us to say, if you continue to behave like this and serve God like this, I'm going to take 1, 2, 3. You're going to lose 1, 2, 3. You're going to go crazy. Like, you know, in the world, people will even, you know, like when maybe, let's say, you're a child of God and you are living a holy life, making sure that you you keep yourself holy, and they'll say, you'll go crazy, man. So you can't be a man or just like a woman and not, you know, do some of the things. You will be, but God fights for us those battles. He guarantees us victory. We will emerge victoriously. When other people are reaping, you know, the consequences of their, you know, like their lifestyles that have been living, but we will be enjoying the blessings of God, the victory that he has guaranteed to us, because that's his protection that he has promised upon us as the warrior, as the God who always fights for us and wins battles on our behalf.
All right, I don't know what is happening phone Yagasibo, but I've sent him a WhatsApp because it just rings. It cut the Saskati live on air, and it is just ringing. Angazi kwentenjani. Yabona. Uthi load shedding isiqalile lengakubo. Uyayibona. Uthi iqalile load shedding. So angazi ke ukuthi should I call him or ngenze njani. But anyway, we are talking about the divine protection. We are talking about the divine protection, what this is all about. And upon children of the Father, if we are talking about ukuvikeleka kwethu siqonde ukuthini, this is part one of it, you know. So I want to find out as to what you make with this. What is our divine protection even all about?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, then, we are together till 7. Sipo says it's load shedding on his part there. The phone is ringing, but I can't be able to speak to him. He doesn't. It looks like he doesn't answer his phone, but he says it's load shedding. So he will send voice notes. If he sends voice notes, then we will be able to play, you know, some of his comments there. And our question are the way that they are: definitions, descriptions of moments, effects, and conclusions. When we speak about our divine protection, what are we talking about? And what are some of the best examples in the Word that speak on the issue of divine protection? You know, I am keen to hear from that. And of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And testify about how the Father has protected you or keeps on protecting you. Thank you to Jeremiah Simone Makamu, Tatana Makamu. Thank you so much, man. It says, aye, Tatana Ray, aye, Mfundiswami, no. And Terence in the Kakama says, when people find themselves in difficult situations, they forget there is a God that fights on their behalf. That is why you must become silent and let God fight on your behalf. That is Terence there, the Kakamas, he says that. Now, check this one out. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 27, it says, I will send my fear before you. This is our protection. It says, I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among the people to whom you come, and will make all your enemies turn their backs to you, which means they will run away. Says it's amazing. Our protection is in this manner, that he sends his fear. That means he sends his power, his might.
Amen.
His reverence. To fear also is to reverence. He sends that ahead of you. He says it will confuse the enemy, and the enemy will turn their backs from you. Sorry, to you. They will turn their backs. Means they will run. They will run. And that is how it is with the Father and the children of the Father. That is how it is. And Amen. This is what we should believe. It is written in the Word. In many instances, we go to places, and when we arrive at those places, people tell us, Puza lamanzi aso, tenga lamanzi aso, Pema lesne fesi so, kwifaganje, na ipainapulu eso, yenzani. They tell you all those things, but they forget the Word. For man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Most High.
Amen.
And this is how it is. Much of the times we tend to be losing out on that. He will send his fear to much ahead of you. And wherever you make your presence known, it says, this reverence will make those who attack you to turn their backs to you, which means to run away. Jabu, that is our protection. It's amazing.
This is powerful, my friend. This is really powerful indeed, you know, that we are led by the fear of God. So as we are marching in this journey that God has set for us, but he has placed before us the fear over the people. especially our enemies, and also even confusion. He says he will throw them into confusion. Every nation that we encounter, and will make all our enemies to turn their backs and run. We are in a journey, and there are many things that God has set for us to accomplish, and there are many enemies set for us. In the workplace, you know, God has put you there, and there are things that He wants you to really establish according to His will, but there is enmity against you. But from today, know that God has set terror upon those who really are not on the side of God, who pose themselves as your enemies. God has set terror, and he is throwing them into confusion, you know, just because they are standing against the plan and the will of God. This is very prophetic. But from now on, you know, start to do that which the Lord has purposed for you to do, it will come to pass, because God has really confused those enemies that were trying to really stop you to fulfill the will of God, wherever He has placed you. In the place where you fellowship, you know, in your home, in your community, you know, in your family, you know, God has set, you know, that leadership, that whoever tries to stand against you, they are not going to prevail, because they are standing against the God who fights for you, who stands for you. And everyone will be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. So what a protection. Indeed, we thank God and we give Him all the glory, my friend.
Now, Jennifer says, afternoon, Pastor Ray and family, please clarify Exodus 23. And I think it should say 23:27. And that is what we were talking about. That He sends His reverence. It means people start to say, man, there is something divine about this person. There is something powerful that is occurring in the presence of this guy. And every force that they come with to attack on you will actually be turning away. So they will be turning their backs to you and running away. That is what it means. Mm. And that is the divine protection. It's not just a shelter. But it is a war that you will see happening. Yet hold your peace at the same time. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 30 says, Yahuwah, your Elohim, who goes before you, He will fight for you according to all that He did for you in Egypt before your eyes. I just wanted to support what I was saying. That with you watching, it says before your eyes. Our protection is also before our eyes. It's not a matter of saying, hey, Mara, sengathi kukhona okungathi kwenzekile. Hey, ngizwe ngathi inwele zam. I felt like, you know, goosebumps. I think something is happening. No. In front of you. In front of you, He will fight for you right before your eyes. Amen. Deuteronomy 1:30 says, and Yahuwah your Elohim, who goes before you, He will fight for you according to all He did for you in Egypt before your eyes. He's not a coward. Eh? In front of you, He will show you how much He loves you by fighting for you. In other words, what I want to say is that the divine protection of the Father is also visible. It is before our eyes. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, His protection is visible. It's something that we'll be able to see. Like, we can even testify that we've seen the Lord manifesting His protection upon our lives when we were attacked. You know, there are many things that we've been through where really it was hopeless, but God protected us. God, you know, rescued us. God saved us. He showed forth as the mighty warrior and defeated all enmity that was set before us. So even now, you know, maybe one is asking themselves, what are they talking about? You know, believe in God. You're going to start to see the divine protection of God. If there were things that are troubling you, or there were threats that are made against you by people, or even by, you know, Satan himself, you know, like, start to believe in God and trust in the Lord, and He will be your refuge. you know. Nothing shall harm you. Nothing shall befall you, because He is your refuge. Your refuge. He protects you. He covers you. You know, at all times, even in the middle of the night when you are asleep, there is no harm that will befall you. When even the witches are trying to perform all their witchcraft against you, but the Lord will be guarding over you, and nothing will harm you. I love the Psalm of 91. The whole of it. You know, I won't be able to quote all, but it speaks about the protection of God. You know, it speaks about things that are going to, you know, like to happen in other people's lives, but they will not come near you. You know, pestilence is that people will experience, but it will not. People that are going to fall, but you yourself, you will be standing, you know, because the Lord is keeping you strong and is by your side. So we need to trust in the Lord and also believe in His protection that He gives us, you know. And then if we really believe Him like that, we will really move victoriously and see this divine protection manifesting in our life.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I trust and believe the Father is doing you well and blessing you so much in a mighty way. The lines are open. It's 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us and tell us how you feel about this, the very aspect of the protection of the Father over your life. You can also testify as to how the Father has been protecting you, the kinds of situations you went through, and the Father has gotten through with you to them. And He has seen you through. Just tell me how you feel. Give me a shout, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Okay, I'm sure about that line. That line is working. 012-334-1322. And you can also drop us a voice note. It's 082-657-2729. The WhatsApp also, 082-657-2729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. I like it when he says, He will do these things before your eyes, eh? He will do these things before your eyes. Now, many people say you are talking about the divine protection, yet what does he say? What does he say when the enemy is marching against me? What is my protection when the enemy is marching towards me? The very situation of the Israelites when the Egyptians were marching towards them. Just as they were crossing the Red Sea. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses, they panicked. They really panicked, Jabu. Remember, yeah. They panicked. And in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 22, it says, "You must not fear them, for Yahuwah, your Elohim, himself fights for you." Yeah. Doesn't he also say, the Egyptians that you see now, you shall see them no more. Right in front of you. Says, amen. You shall see them no more. This is how he fights for us. This is how he takes care of us. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Testify about your protection. How the Father has kept you through and how he has seen you through. And of course, the number to dial, 012-334-1322. You can talk to me live, me and Jabu and Sipo. And of course, also you can send us a voice note via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about that. I'm keen to hear from you with regards to that. In the meantime, there's a beautiful song that I think you will love by Pascaline. But before that, as we said, some voice notes would be good.
Sibingelele bathandekayo egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ophilayo. What a topic, our protection. It is true bathandekayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu silethele uJesu providing our protection ngaye. Bible mo lifunde ku Psalms 91 verse 1. Lithi, who dwells in the
yakhatha. Sipho, ngidlalile yakhatha. It's good that now you are able to reach us through via WhatsApp. I am happy. Just do that, and of course, you can also send it to me. I will be happy if you send it to me. In the meantime, Masithokozeni, let us be glad that he is powerful. Right before our eyes, he takes care of us. Pascaline Mudiba says, siyathokoza, we are glad that he is taking care of us and he is powerful. He has all strength.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Alibonga ivangeli bathandekayo. Simbonga uNkulunkulu namhlanje ngalesihloko sanamhlanje sithi kuvikeleka kwethu, our protection. Remember, Bible lithi, the name of the Lord is the strongest tower. Those who run to it, they shall be saved. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Igama likaJehova lingumboshongo namandla. IBhayibheli lithi bonke abalungileyo babalekela kulo. In other words, igama likaJesu lona lodwa liletha ukuvikeleka ohlangothini lethu njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ingako ezimeni zonke sithemba leli gama, phakathi ezimeni esibhekana nazo sibiza leli gama. Ingako umbhalo wamaHubo uthi abayobiza igama likaJehova bayakusindiswa. In other words, insindiso yethu nokuvikeleka kwethu kuvela egameni likaJesu. Ingako leli gama silithemba liyinqaba nesiphephelo sethu, because the name of the Lord is our strongest tower.
Hey, ngempela Sipho, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Miriam, let's hear what you say. Maria.
Ah, sanbonani bayina. Sanbonani pastore.
Hello.
Ujani.
Sham.
Yasila. Jabo. Sipho. Kunjani bafundisi bami? Ngiyanithanda kakhulu ngendlela emangalisayo futhi ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga futhi lethuba. Ngoba ya, sithola umusa. Lethuba likuwumusa.
Yeah.
Yeah, le topic engikhuluma ngayo le ngibuya kuye emsebenzini challenge. Ibe kube yichallenge kodwa ngokukhule ngomkhuleko. Siyanqoba. Siya faster thina bayina, siyakhuleka. Sihlezi nje emadolweni. After masesiqedile lapho, sokubonga uNkulunkulu. Ukuthi kwenzakalani, uNkulunkulu sakayodila nesimo. Hayi, thina singabanqobi. Ngimbonile uNkulunkulu anginqobela mina life emsebenzini, ngibonile.
Ngoqini
ngibonile yonke indawo. uNkulunkulu emange inyawo, uthumela ingelosi zakhe zingiza. Angibungamela, ngifihlile emaphikweni. Ngaye siyanqoba. Ngomkhuleko siyanqoba. Singabanqobi. Singabaphumelelayo thina. uNkulunkulu uyasithanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga nangani bayina. Siyabonga abafundisi bami kakhulu. Siyabonga ukuthi niseluleke ngaso sonke isikhathi. uNkulunkulu anenze kahle. And siyanthanda kakhulu. Siyabalelela iRadio Pulpit. Amen.
Amen. Nathi siyakuthanda kakhulu.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
There you go, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And of course, Nicola says, hi, Pastor Lekhodi. Leba tlanka ba Modimo, Matthew 24:38-24. Says, from Murutwana wa Jesu, Nicholas Mukanzi, Ekangala, Shalom, Emmanuel. What are you talking about, man? Matthew 24:38 and then says 24, what? Huh? Upete yipi mara mfuka baba? Yazi yazi mfuna ukuhamba naye. Ngibone ukuthi upete yipi, uyabona? Ngizwisise ukuthi upete yipi. There is nowhere where we spoke about Matthew 24. We spoke about Exodus. That is chapter 23, verses 7. We didn't speak about Matthew 24 yet. We didn't speak about that. We are not even there yet. We didn't speak about that. All right. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. I am happy. I am keen to hear from you. And of course, also Sipo Polos will be talking to us also via WhatsApp. Sipo, what comes to mind again?
Asifunde bathandekayo nakuIsaiah 54 verse 17. IBhayibheli ithi, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is an heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Kuvikeleka kwethu bathandekayo kumisiwe emazulwini. IBhayibheli asifunda khona lithi, akukho sikhali esenzele thina siyaziphumelela. Nalo lonke ulimo luvukela thina lwahlulele uNkulunkulu emazulwini. Ngamanye amazwi zizokwenziwa ikhali. Kodwa the power ye-protection kaNkulunkulu ukuthi lezo zikhali angeke zibe namandla lokunqoba ukuphila kwethu, ngoba asikho isikhali esibekele thina siyawuphumelela. Futhi nalo lonke ulimo oluvukela abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyasilwela singabantwana bakhe, ngoba uzifungile yena uNkulunkulu bakhe ukuthi siyinhlavu yeso lakhe. Ukuthinta thina kufana nokuthi ufake umuno esweni lakhe. Ingako asimene sibindi njengebandla likaNkulunkulu ukuthi kuphila kwethu kufihliwe kanye noKristu emazulwini. Lokuvikeleke sinako kugarantiwe emazulwini ukuthi noma iziphi izikhali ezingenziwa emkhathini angaphasi kolwandle, ukuvikeleka kwethu kuleli gama likaJesu elingumbongo onamandla elithezi kaNkulunkulu, bonke abalungileyo bayabalekela kulo bese bayalundeka.
Ah, ngempela, ngempela. And Joshua chapter 6. Verse 16 says, and the seventh time it happened when the priests blew the trumpets that Joshua said to the people, shout, for Yahuwah has given you the city. How our protection is, what we need to do is just to praise. He does it in front of your eyes. What you need to do is just to praise. Just to praise him. Actually, you can't help not praising him, you know, Jabu? You can't help not praising him because you're watching these things zenzakala bukhoma live. You watch these things happening and you will even run out of words to actually thank him with. That is your divine protection, Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, we will be amazed at how God would really be, you know, conquering all enmity that is set against us. I love the scripture that you are quoting there. You know, the instruction of God to his children there, I believe that if maybe they were trying to understand it with their own minds, it was sort of it didn't make sense. As they say, that the things of God do not make sense to men. You know, but they are powerful and they are his wisdom. So just to round the those walls of Jericho seven times and blowing the trumpet, but, you know, they were asking themselves, whoever defeated an army by just blowing trumpets and just rounding, you know, even though it was something that maybe didn't make sense, but there was a mystery of the victory of God against enmity that was set before them. So what I want to say is that also, sometimes God is going to use, like despised things to bring victory to us. For us is to be attentive and to be, to be discerning to what the Lord is doing. Don't despise the instruction of the Lord. Sometimes God will tell you to do something that is foolish in your eyes and the eyes of other people. But that is what is going to bring victory over you. When you obey God and you take heed in his instructions, you will start to see the victory. You will start to see his protection. You will start to see his glory. So let us be like the children of Israel there. Just obey. If he says, let us round the walls, instead of wishing for the machine guns and all the big missiles to destroy the walls, no, let us not use our logic. Let us be obedient and just trust him that he's guaranteeing us a victory over our enemies.
and obey what he says, and you will see the glory that shall come.
Amazing, amazing, amazing indeed. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. And then, of course, tell us just as much. And we are, and I'd like us to really take into cognizance this. We are talking about the divine protection of the Father. Please listen very carefully. We are talking about the divine protection of the Father upon us as believers. We are talking about that, and I trust that you will be blessed so much in a mighty way as we continue to expound on that. Now, here's another aspect that I see much of the time. You know, it is that we basically at times do not realize that we are supposed to allow the Father to fight for us. I know we even sing the song, "The battle is the Lord's." Mara, hey, umakulunywa ngathi sengathi bakhuluma ngamaphoyisa aseMpumalanga bathi alfakwa lubuya nodaka. Yabona? But alfakwa lubuya nodaka. That is where we get it wrong. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Mfundisi Makamu, let's hear what you say. My brother, my friend, my pastor.
Angibingelele abazalwane egameni elihle lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Uqala nje ngithanda ukuthi happy birthday ku kumngani wami abeka birthday zolo. Happy birthday mngani wami, happy birthday my friend, happy birthday. Noma nje uyidlele kude sekuvalele khoneni, kodwa happy,
hayi ningivalele izolo birthday. Hey madodana,
siyaxolisa ukuthi sikuvalela emakhoneni, but happy birthday my friend. Icomplain enginayo lapho uNkazimulo uthina umbizanga yena.
Ah, siyabonga
mfundisi wami, ngiyaxolisa ngalokho.
Nkazimulo,
enaka mfundisi wami, about the divine protection. Lapha ku Deuteronomy chapter 28 uthi Jehova, I will cause your enemies to be defeated before your eyes. Any enemy who rises against you, that enemy will be defeated before your eyes. Wena uzomubukela, awuzokuphakamisa isandla, izona izitha zona zibulalane zodwa, wena ubukele wena. That is a divine protection. Do you remember laphana ku Second Kings chapter 4, if I'm not in a mistake, the Bible tells us about lamadoda lawa lapha ani leper. Lithi iBhayibheli lamadoda lawa la uma aqeda kuphuma aya ekhempini yamasotsha awu-4. Lithi iBhayibheli uJehova, he caused ama-footsteps wabo azwakala kongathi kuza ibuthu elikhulu.
Hey,
number 4 wabantu nje, but ukuzwakala kongathi kuza ibuthu elikhulu. Uma banyathela labale bangamasosha against abantu abagulayo baphethwe ilepere, but because bahamba noNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu he causes abantu labale bezwa ama iziqe zamadoda awufoko ngathi kuzibuthu, basuka babaleka abantu abawufo abagulayo, futhi bokuthi na uma ungamphusha nje uyayiwela. Babaleka abantu abagulayo, kodwa abagula bahamba noJehova, banilepere bahamba noJehova.
Hey,
that is what our defenses come. So a divine protection, you don't need ukuthi uzoyodunusa ufake isipeti. You don't need all these things. Awudingi inkukhu emhlophe ukuthi ikukhanyisele. Awudingi konke lokhu. The only thing you need is him to be on your side. uma usesayithini likankulunkulu, victory is yours. Come what may. So asizokusuka la kuJehova because we are protected. Mabandize ngemthanyelo ra ngilofo or whatever, but akusalayo. We have a divine protection. Babvuka bathi sithelile kodwa nanku siyambona uyahamba. Nanku siyambona uyahamba. Bathi siqedile ngaye kodwa nanku siyambona uyahamba. Bona ingqondweni zabo. Baqade balwe bodwa ukuthi le muthu unike wona awusebenzanga ngoba sihamba nengahle ngahle. We are the true Hebrews. Sengiyifundile nami izolo. We are the true Hebrews.
Hey.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami. Ngathi ibirthday yakho namhlanje ingaqhubeka uphatheke kahle. May the good God bless you. Be blessed.
Hey, thank you Tatala Makamu. Thank you so much. And Kensile mfundisi wami na Kenta. And of course, this is just amazing. We are touching base on the very aspect and issue. And this is of our protection. What is our protection as believers? Do we talk about this? Do we teach each other about this? We find many people being broken down because of attacks and without knowing the protection that they have in the Father and actually ignoring it. Uze batiba kijimele nyange njega baya shumakamu laputa baya mahambe bayo tunus. Kodi ndaba tikuse tunus. Ahambe besi bayo peita. Hey, my dad. Sasa kona bantaba peita ayo na manje. Hey, ya, ay, gubi jabu. Now, let me get back to Usipho, and then let's hear yena ukuthi when it comes to the matter of divine protection, what also comes to mind?
Nasi lesandla esilethe kuvikeleka esikaNkulunkulu esiphakeme nesiphezulu. Mawufunda Isaiah 41 verse 10 uthi, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand."
Yes.
Na into emnandi ngesandla sikaNkulunkulu esilungile. Athi lo mbhalo ngasegcineni, "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Lokuvikeleka kwethu esinako kuvela kulesandla sikaNkulunkulu esiphezulu nesiphakeme. Esilwa izimpi zethu esizibonana nesingaziboniyo ngoba uNkulunkulu uzifungile ngezwi lakhe ngoba ungumlomo ongathethi manga. Ukuthi angeka siyekela angeka sishiya ingako lesandla sakhe sokulunga esiphezwe nesiphakeme silwa izimpi zethu emkhathini nangaphasi kolwandle uzilwa nangeyinkanyezi sibhakabhakene ingako kumele singesabi sibe nesibindi sokuma phambi kaSathane simtshele ukuthi mkhulu okhona kithi kunokhona ezweni ngoba unguNkulunkulu othe singasabi uyoba nathi singaphela amandla ngoba unguNkulunkulu omnikayo yethi lamandla nongenawo amandla uyamngezela ikhwepha la sifunde khona kuIsaiah 40 uthi neinsizo ziyakhathala iphela amandla abasha bawe nokuwa kodwa bathemba yena bathola amandla amasha lamandla usinikeza wona ngoba unguNkulunkulu owenza show ukuthi protection yethu evela kuyo it is guaranteed and is iqinisile akayikwaqamba mang unguNkulunkulu he's not a man to lie.
Hey, he's not a man that he should lie. And of course, I want to tell you that he is amazing at all times. He is also Savior. He is also Lord. He is also King. Remember Shalama. Yeah, this is how it goes, man. Savior, Lord, and King. That is who he is. To us, he is Yahushai HaMashiach. We love him so much. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online.
Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.